That's just a sample of some of the wonderful records that Paul Carrack has sung on over the years. Ace from 1975 and a selection of hits with Mike and the Mechanics with a solo version of When You Walk in the Room thrown in for good measure. And I'm delighted to say that not only has he got a new album out called A Different Hat, but he's with me on the telephone now. Thanks for joining us, Paul. Last time we spoke, we mentioned that you loved the music of the 1960s when you were younger. Indeed, your version of When You Walk in the Room is one of the best. And you're about to release now another of your childhood songs from the album, Don't Let the Sun Catch You Crying. Is that right?
Yeah, that's another nod towards the 60s from this album. But it's the only one on the album that's from that era, to be honest with you. This is very much a different kettle of fish. It's something I've never attempted before. It's a fully orchestrated album, you know, we touch on all kinds of things from Nat King Cole, even the Sinatra tune on there, Edith Piaf, Randy Newman.
Yeah.
So it really is, you know, something I've wanted to do for a long, long time.
Yeah.
And completely different to anything I've done before.
I was going to say, it sounds from what I've read as if it's been a, if not lifelong ambition, but certainly a long-held ambition. The Royal Philharmonic, they don't come any better than that, do they?
No, they don't. And as you say, something I've been, you know, thinking about for several years now, because I find that the stuff I like to listen to myself is, you know, usually quite mellow.
Hmm.
There's a couple of particular albums, an album by Joni Mitchell called Both Sides Now, where
yeah.
she records, she revisits a few of her own songs and does a number of standards with the full orchestra, and very little sort of drums or guitar happening on it. And I just find that's the album I play all the time.
So yeah.
I've been meaning to do this for ages. Didn't think I would get round to doing it, but with the help of a record producer called Peter Van Hook and a fantastic orchestral arranger, David Cullen, made the little dream come true.
I was going to say, you obviously have traditionally sung with bands. Is it a different kettle of fish altogether singing with an orchestra? Is the technique different?
Well, it is in this case because it's not a sort of rock meets classic thing. You know, it's basically a classic sound. There's very little drums or electric. There's no electric instruments really. So normally on a pop record, you know, you sing that you put the keys quite high in order and sing quite powerfully.
Yeah.
In order to match the intensity of the band, you know.
Yeah.
In this case, the idea was to have a much more open acoustic sound, and consequently I brought all the keys right down, so I'm singing in my lower register and singing fairly softly and trying to create an intimate kind of atmosphere to it.
Yeah.
That's what we're trying to do anyway.
I mean, certainly it's a very mellow sound, the sort of sound you can sit down and relax to and concentrate on, rather than perhaps something you'd have banging out on the M25 in the car.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, that's the idea. Obviously, it's a bit of a Marmite situation, in that, you know, people are either going to love it or hate it. Personally, I'm really proud of it.
Yeah.
I'm really glad to have it in my catalogue of stuff, and I'm not saying it's going to be a total career move, but it was, you know, an area that I wanted to visit and see if I could pull it off.
Was it difficult choosing the songs for the album? Because presumably the ones you chose had to be good for that style of music.
Yeah, I mean, it was not that difficult. I mean, there are so many great songs out there. It was really a case of sitting around the piano with David Cullen and trying various things and seeing what we thought we could bring. If, you know, what we could bring to the party, basically.
Yeah, yeah. And we've got a new date on the tour, 17th of November at the Brook in Southampton, just down the road from me.
Yeah.
The tour I see from your website, you're occasionally singing with an orchestra, and I guess other dates will be with a band, will they?
Well, no, there's only a couple of special features with the with an orchestra. I mean, I'm doing one next Friday with BBC. Probably should mention that, should I? But with an orchestra. But no, predominantly the tour is my own touring band, which is a 9-piece band. I've actually got my son out on the road.
Oh, right.
He's in the band this time, so we're up to 9 pieces now. But and of course we do things from the whole career, basically, from How Long,
right,
Living Years and Over My Shoulder and all that stuff, as we normally do.
Yeah.
And a few various things from the solo career, and we'll probably do 4 or 5 songs from this new album, although we won't have 70-piece orchestra. It'd be a bit of a squeeze getting into the Brook, I think.
I would think so. I'd be a bit of a squeeze with 9 of you, I think.
Well, that's the point, actually. Whether we'll use the 2 drummers on that night, then we'll have to think about that one.
One of them can be behind the bar.
Yeah.
And I notice on your website there is a special edition of the album, which is available only from your website, I believe, with a book and a DVD.
No, it's going to be... It will be available in shops, but basically it's just some fancy packaging, really. It's a nice item for, you know, the dedicated fans to have, I think. As you say, it looks like a hardback book.
Mm.
It has the CD and a short DVD about the making of the album with some nice footage on there. And it's got 36 pages of some really brilliant photographs taken of the whole thing, you know. The whole setup of setting up the studio, the orchestra arriving and then being performed and all that. So it's a nice one for the fans, but it comes as a regular CD as well.
Right, right. And just finally going back to Don't Let the Sun Catch You Crying, the new single.
Yeah.
Was it an enjoyable experience to take a song that you loved and then kind of take it apart and rework it in a different style?
Yeah, I mean, that's been the case with all of them, really. It was, you know, a bit of a challenge. And as I say, we brought all the keys down, so I'm singing in a slightly different style. But
yeah.
That's always been a favourite song, and it's a nod toward the 60s.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Well, thanks for joining us, Paul. It's great to talk to you.
Thank you.
A Different Hat is released on the 25th of October. The concert dates in the area I cover, anyway. November the 3rd, Bournemouth BIC. The 9th, Croydon Fairfield. 16th, Reading Hexagon. And February the 11th next year at the Anvil in Basingstoke. And if you're looking for other dates, they're all on Paul's website. All the W's, carrick-uk.com. Thanks very much, Paul. I hope I can get along to the Brook and see you.
Hope so, mate. Thanks, Gary.
All the best.
Cheers now.
Bye.